Today we're going to talk about the idea that children's participation is political. One way to consider the political is that children always operate in contexts of power. And so we need to pay attention to how power shapes what children can and can't think, say, and do. Another way to think about power is to look at where children and when children can transform what it is they can think, say, and do. This is where young democratic citizens can have a voice that is heard in a way that is able to transform society in some way, however small. So to think about this idea of participation being political today, we're going to introduce a typology of three models of education. We'd like you to think about how participation, as outlined in Article 12 of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, might be considered political in each of these models. And there isn't any right answer. We're not suggesting there's a right answer about how to do that. The first two models are about how children learn knowledge and skills that are considered important, and also how they're socialized into existing cultural and social values. The final model is about how children can do something more transformative. Each of the models we identified in research that we'd done in classrooms in England. And so as you listen to them, you might want to consider how they also apply to your own context.
So I'm going to talk about the first model that Perpetua has mentioned. And we call this the mastering knowledge model. And to think about this model, you might like to picture an aeroplane with a set destination. And on this aeroplane, people sit in their seats, they're belted up, they sit very straight, they're facing forward, and they know where they're going. And they're looking forward to their destination and arriving. This model relates to the transmission model of education. And it presumes that there's a set amount and type of knowledge to be acquired. And it presumes that we know when we've reached the destination and we've acquired the knowledge that we're expected to have. In this model, it assumes that the teacher has the knowledge and it's the children's job to make sure they acquire the knowledge that the teacher has in order that they've succeeded. So this model is founded on particular ideas of equality, that everyone starts in the same place and that they're enabled along the way to reach their destination, with the teacher acting as a prompt and a guide. We could say that in a complex world, this model does not demand too much independence of the child placed in the position of the one who must acquire the knowledge that the teacher already has. So let's think about how this model relates to Article 12. Within this model, children might concentrate and identify their particular interests in terms of what the teacher is transmitting. It may be that they think, well, I like trains, and what's being talked about links to trains, or I love to dance, or I'd like to be like my daddy. These are all aspects of their identity, and they may pick up these in this transmission model. And when they do, it can be profoundly respectful, for the teacher will notice this, and she will be able to guide and support the knowledge acquisition that surrounds this identity formation. So in this model, the political is determined by who gets to determine what knowledge is to be transmitted to children. In other words, what gets valued. I'm now going to hand over to Perpetua, who's going to tell us something about our second model.
The second model we call discovering knowledge. And similar to the first model, it assumes there is a knowledge destination. But there are many ways to get to your final destination. And in this model, pedagogies are used that encourage children to discuss and to discover knowledge. So that might include group discussion, dialogue, or experimentation. One way to think of this model is as a train. And unlike the plane, on a train, you might sit in a group of four, you might look in different directions, you might even get up and walk around. Also, you might decide to get another train which has a more scenic route, or even to get off the train for a while and then to explore an area in some depth. But ultimately, you will get back on a train that leads you to the intended destination. This model relates to a literal interpretation of Article 12. So here children are asked about their views and about their interests, but ultimately they can't veer too far off the path that leads to the final destination. There is ultimately a right answer, or an answer that's considered acceptable by adults, and adults will guide children back to ensure they reach the destination. This model, similar to the first, the political defines what is the destination, but children do have more of a say about what they're interested and what route they will take to reach that destination.
Okay, so the third and final model that we want to talk about is called not knowing. And this model, in contrast to the first two, is about knowledge that does not conform. It's about transforming what it's possible to know, to do, and to be. It invites children to explore something that they may not know anything about, and indeed that the teacher may know nothing about, and neither the child nor the teacher may have much of an idea where it might lead. So in this model, rather than thinking about this as an aeroplane or a train, we might think about this as perhaps a seafaring yacht or a ship on the open ocean, where the seafarer has plenty of knowledge, perhaps of maps and stars and using technical instruments on their seafaring vessel. But they may have little idea what lays around them on the open seas. The seafarer may have no set destination in sight. They set out on their journey, and in fact, of course, extraordinary things can and sometimes do happen. These might be very exciting, all sorts of new lands to discover, for example. But equally, it might be quite daunting and fear-inducing. This model, then, is about not accepting a status quo. And in fact, it means that we don't have to all do things in the same way, or indeed, of course, reach the same outcome. When thinking about Article 12, in contrast to the former two models we've talked about, it offers all sorts of new possibilities for participating in ways that go beyond the giving of one's views and being asked what one thinks as though there's one set right answer. For example, it allows for different ways of knowing. And it means actually, in terms of politics and thinking of the political as associated with participation, that children actually might have the power to know things differently and in new ways that adults don't know and haven't foreseen. It also allows for different ways of doing things, so children moving or even making sounds that might not be expected and that aren't normally part of the accepted classroom repertoire, for example. A really good example of thinking about different ways of doing might be if we think about children's participation in the recent climate change strikes, for example, where they behave in ways that are maybe outside normal classroom expectations and norms. Importantly, though, this model is not just about children saying and doing what on earth they might like. Really importantly, it's about the teacher paying attention to what it is that children are interested in, offering support and guidance by paying attention. This demands intense effort from the child and also from the teacher. So the teacher or pedagogue might ask such questions as, what support is it you require from me? What is it you can see? What is it that you're thinking about as you engage in the activity you're undertaking?
So to sum up, we want to stress that all three models are important and each is educationally productive and has something to offer. But if schools only rely on the first two models, then they're in danger of limiting the possibility of children's democratic citizenship. It's the last model, the not knowing model, that's really essential for allowing for children's transformative democratic citizenship.